I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News time is 8:50, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Linda Berry, who is a media relations director here for the Kansas Corporations Commission.
Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today, and especially, well, when we set this up, we were looking at talking about the Energy Smart Kansas website, and we knew it was going to be hot. We weren't expecting triple-digit heat when we set this up, but that's basically what we have. So, unfortunately, pretty timely here for our discussion here today.
Yes, it is.
Well, Linda, let's talk about the Energy Smart Kansas website and really what led to this rollout here just a few days ago.
Sure. We launched Energy Smart Kansas last week, and the goal was really twofold. We wanted to promote awareness of energy efficiency programs, rebates, and other incentives that are available to Kansans now and in the future. But even more importantly, we wanted to engage Kansans in a conversation about the future of energy efficiency in the state. And what we're hoping is that all Kansans will join in the conversation and tell us what programs, options, incentives would help meet their needs, would help them save money on their energy costs, would be practical for them to implement. We really just want people to engage with us and help form this program in the state and give us direction that will result in everyone saving energy, saving money, and offer the opportunities that they're looking for.
So how is this formatted then on your website? How would people, start the process, Linda?
Well, there is a page on the website that asks, it says, Be Heard, Spark the Movement for Energy Efficiency. And when you click on the light bulb there, it will take you to a page where you can indicate your support for energy efficiency. You can send your comments in. And then we also have social media pages on Twitter and Facebook where people can engage in conversation as well. And we'll constantly be updating the content here. We're looking forward to people engaging with us and giving us their ideas and their thoughts.
Talk a bit, too, about some of the rebate ideas that are out there, because I'm assuming that there's a lot of people, once they see their bill, they don't realize that there may be some ways that they can save some money that are out there. Essentially, a lot of hidden gems here that may be coming to light here with this new website.
Well, we do have some already listed on the KCC website, and there is a link on Energy Smart Kansas for that, but there are some tax credits and rebates. And particularly small business owners, there's a really great program for Rural Energy for America program grants, and we do have staff that we work with that can actually help those businesses apply for those grants and receive money to make energy efficiency improvements that will reap rewards for years to come. And for residential customers, there are some programs out there now. We're hoping to add to that, and that's part of the reason for Energy Smart Kansas to offer even more and also to do some education about energy efficiency and what people can do that doesn't cost much money. And for other things, try to come up with some rebates that will make those options more affordable, like replacing appliances and that sort of thing.
And talking with Kansas Corporation Commission Public Information Director Linda Berry on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. It is 8:54. Well, Linda, you know, the timing for this from the Kansas Corporation Commission on your website to save money is, immaculate, we'll say, because people are seeing their energy bills, including myself, which I saw the highest bill I've ever had since I have been a resident here. So I'm assuming people want to take advantage of every option out there to save a little money, huh?
That's correct. We know that there is a lot of concern out there from people seeing rising utility bills, like you just described. And we, one of the things that we're encouraging initially is energy efficiency. Using less energy is going to help. And there are a lot of ways, as I mentioned earlier, that, that can be done at no cost or low cost. And we're hoping to offer some additional programs that make that, those options even more affordable for people to do bigger improvements to their homes, to address homeowners, renters, people who are on lower income budgets that can't afford to go out and make improvements to their home right now. We're hoping to change that and get some options out there that everyone can participate in.
We've seen, you know, Evergy put out a statement late yesterday about, you know, specifically with the short-term heat burst that we're having here with temperatures expected to be 100 plus for at least six of the next 7 days, that its grid is ready. Seeing a couple of, or actually several peak heat alert days coming from Flint Hills Rural Electric Cooperative as well. So the conversations, at least from the energy companies, are to make sure that everybody does the conservation, as you just mentioned. But, you know, how much of a, conversations are maybe members of the Kansas Corporation Commission having at this particular point in time with the heat definitely on, whether it's, say, with, you know, other energy companies across the state or maybe even with the general public?
Well, the KCC staff is in constant contact with the utilities that are regulated by the KCC to make sure that those utilities are doing okay. There hasn't been any event or any problem that would affect energy supply for customers. We're also in constant contact with the Southwest Power Pool, and Kansas is a member, and they are our balancing authority. So they balance the electric supply and demand over a 14-state region to be sure that there is sufficient generation to meet the demand for everywhere, for all of those states. And they seem, at this point, pretty confident too, that the supply is there to meet the demand.
Linda, I wanted to loop back to another point that you made, because we're obviously focusing on the here and now with the heat and the potential here for at least reducing the initial utility bills. But you'd mentioned here about this possibly helping to drive future policy when it comes to energy use. How do you see that possible, or how do you see this leading as a portal to maybe some changes in current energy and utility use policy?
Well, the KCC has had discussions with utilities about potential energy efficiency programs going forward, and they'll continue those conversations. There has to be a cost-benefit analysis done, of course, to be sure that those programs would be effective and serve the purpose that they're intended, and also to look at rebates. There are states surrounding Kansas that have programs set up, and so a lot of those we can look at, too, to see what's been successful, what hasn't, and come up with something that is ideal for our situation in Kansas.
Good deal. So it's energysmartkansas.org is where people
That's
need
correct.
To go. Good deal. Linda,
yes.
Go ahead. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here, Linda, before we wrap things up here this morning?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the website, and we certainly hope to hear from Kansans and get their thoughts and ideas.
Outstanding. Good deal. Well, Linda, thanks so much here for your time and helping us to understand this more, and hopefully we'll have better conversations about energy use and energy policy in the future.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, pleased to be joined this morning by Kansas Corporation Commission Public Information Director Linda Berry on our Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
All right. Tomorrow we have a Newsmaker 2 with SOS Community Relations Director Haley Brinkman. We get an update on the SOS Strong campaign around 8:20 tomorrow morning. And then Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan makes his biweekly appearance at 8:40 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial. It's 858.
Dynamic Discs needs volunteers for the professional disc.